I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. As unrest has spread from Tunisia to Egypt and now Libya, a steady flow of refugees has been fleeing North African shores by boat. Thousands have ended up in Italy, and that's creating a problem, not just for Italy, but for Europe as a whole. Italy is one of 25 European nations forming a borderless bloc under something called the Schengen Agreement. Once you've entered the bloc, you're free to move from country to country without further passport controls. Now Italy and France want to change that, but for different reasons. The World's Jerry Haddon explains.
Open borders under Schengen make working and traveling easier for Europeans and foreigners, and it's a symbol of European unity. Since its inception in 1985, no one's tried to change it until this week.
Nous voulons que Schengen vive.
We want Schengen to stay alive, said French President Nicolas Sarkozy at a bilateral summit in Rome. But in order for the deal to work, it must be reformed. Italy, he said, trying to calm mounting tensions, you are our brother. These brothers have been at each other's diplomatic throats for weeks. Since the turmoil in North Africa began, Italy has taken in tens of thousands of refugees, like these Tunisians. Rome has declared an emergency and repeatedly turned to the rest of Europe for help. Roberto Maroni is Italy's interior minister. He said in March that coming to Italy's aid was an obligation.
All the allied countries, we say all the countries from the EU, have to share the burden of the refugees.
But France has resisted, as has Germany. They argue that Italy, as the country of entry for these refugees, must deal with the influx alone. So Italy turned around and gave 20,000 mostly Tunisian refugees temporary residency visas, which in theory would let them travel freely within the Schengen zone. And many tried. But French officials near the border with Italy would have none of it. Prefect Francis Lamy said refugees might be carrying new Italian visas, but they would have to be carrying a lot of money as well.
That would amount to some 5,000 or 6,000 euros for a three-month stay in France. They also need a valid passport. Under EU policy, we have the right to impose additional conditions. If those aren't met, the foreign nationals are still to be considered illegal.
Lamy was interviewed by Deutsche Welle following a French crackdown on thousands of refugees trying to enter from Italy by train. That incident was what led Sarkozy and Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to hang up the gloves and meet.
Abbiamo parlato di Schengen. Nessuno di noi vuole negare Schengen.
After the leaders' summit in Rome on Tuesday, Berlusconi was vague about what a reformed Schengen agreement might look like. We believe that in exceptional circumstances, Schengen should be applied differently, he said. A sudden flood of refugees from Africa would be one exception. In such cases, if all countries were to agree, governments could close their borders, or, as the French have already done, add more conditions for letting non-citizens in. This change would benefit France, but not Italy, as the country of arrival for the refugees. In a letter to the European Commission, neither Berlusconi nor Sarkozy were specific about how they want to reform Europe's treaty on the free movement of people. But Rome will surely lobby for some provision, obliging other members to demonstrate more solidarity. For now, Italy remains stuck, trying to figure out what to do with the thousands of refugees with new temporary visas, but nowhere to go. An Italian TV reporter asked one such refugee near the French border what his plans were.
What do you want to do? To go back to Tunisia? No.
Come back to Tunisia?
No.
No, the man says, pointing a finger at his head like a gun. I'd rather die. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.